Hello, I'm Sylvie Avery, and welcome to Spirit's Work, the show that's designed to help you stretch your mind and broaden your understanding about life on Earth, life after death, and life in other dimensions. This show is a metaphysical and spiritual show that has virtually no boundaries in its content. The information we are able to bring is without religious bias or persuasion, and we believe in everyone's right to their own views and beliefs. Our hope is that we give you further options and choices to mull over and investigate within your own mind, and that you may find inspiration and upliftment, motivation and empowerment through listening to those who continue to walk with us and watch over us.
Hello, I'm Mick Avery, and today's show is about balance and harmony. And one of the things we'll be drawing attention to are areas of how we can become more aware and in tune enough to become in sync with ourselves and the planet. But first I'd like to tell you a little about ourselves. Sylvie and I are mediums, healers, and authors, and we have four books: The Spirit Within, Spirit Walks with Gregory, The Soul Group, Its Meaning, Magic, and Imagery, and Journeys of the Inner Songbird. They are available from Amazon.com and bookstores, and from our new website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. And as well as Spirit's Work on bloggingservice.com every Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have another radio show called Spirit Teaching, which is on artistfirst.com every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, I would just like to explain a little of what exactly deep trance is. If you can imagine going into a deep sleep very quickly, or even having been given an anesthetic to go into an operation, then this is a comparison and sense of what I go through every time I do it. Actually, what happens to begin with is that I'm able to subdue my conscious mind so the spirit world can transfer it with my spirit to another place. I have an experience similar to the out-of-body state of astral traveling every time I go into trance. I will not know of anything that happens in my physical life during this time while my consciousness visits wherever the spirit guides take me. No two times of doing this are the same either, because then I would come to kind of expect a particular thing to happen, and that would disturb the way it is brought about, as it is initiated through the absence of thought. So, as you can imagine, I can't be centering on waiting for some specific thing to happen. I will not recollect anything of the event afterwards either, and to me it may seem as though just a minute or two has passed, when in actual fact more than an hour or two could have elapsed in physical time. So while this is happening, the spirit world are able to manipulate certain parts of my physical body, because that's the kind of control they have brought about through my development. They can speak through it using my voice box and use my arms and hands to gesture and animate their thoughts. So that is what people would witness if they were watching it take place right at this very minute. Well, when I go into it, my eyes will be closed tight, as will always be the case if someone is in deep trance. So I'm going to get myself ready now, and I'll see you later. Well, hear you later, speak to you later, hopefully. And I'll let Sylvie carry on with the show. Okay,
thanks, Mick. So Mick's going to settle himself down now to get ready to bring Gregory through. And Gregory Hay is a spokesperson for an educational group of highly evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. And it was through Gregory's endearing personality and wonderful communication skills that he was selected and asked to be the representative of this team. Because of the massive scientific background and eminent minds of the White Cloud Group, they are able to go way beyond the constraints and limitations of our human minds. They have answers to our quantum theory puzzles and the mysteries of our world, which have been so far difficult to understand. They consist of scientists, physicists, alchemists, geophysicists, medics, scholars of all descriptions, as well as ordinary people who are trying to be of assistance by arming us with knowledge and showing us how we can become in harmony with each other and all things, and consequently save the planet. Because they care about us and our world, as do all our loved ones from the world, They want to see us better our lives and raise our vibration and intent to become more than we are. Now, you might hear Mick's breathing changing now, because he's actually going into the trance state, and Gregory has to take control of his breathing. And, so he hands it over to him, as it were, when he goes off. So you might hear the difference there. And then for the last few weeks, we've been discussing all sorts of interesting topics to do with the environment and ultimately our lives, because you can't have one without the other. Our impact upon the earth is our legacy to our children and their children, the same as our relatives and ancestors left us their legacy. So to stop the negative downward spiral we are in, we need to turn it around into a positive spiral, and we feel that knowledge is the key. And I do believe that Gregory is with us now.
Hello, friends.
Hi, Gregory.
Hello, dear friends. Once again, then, it is with the utmost love, as always, that we are here, and I am so pleasured and honored, as always, to be in your kind vibration, dear friend. And I thank you for inviting us this time.
Well, you're welcome. Wonderful. I don't know where we want to start with this. Would you want to actually start somewhere in this? Or do you want? I mean, it's such a huge subject.
Well, yes, my dear friend.
And I want to start at the beginning,
yes.
Really.
So, where is your balance and harmony? When do you know when you are within it, when you are exhibiting it, when you are displaying it in your life? It can be very difficult for some on your side of life because of perhaps the behavior that is going on around you that you are aware of within other people, within other beings. Perhaps an indication of how your actual harmonic layer sits with you, with other beings, is to define what is it that you feel, what is it that you exhibit. For example, if you are entrapped in all of the negativity of your life, can you really honestly say that you can find a moment when you are not tense, when you are not exhibiting some form of fear or some kind of regret over situations you have created or that have been created around you? The natural environment, if you allow it to be, and you yourself into being with the one vibration of peace, then you simply will not exert any form of negativity. You will not create any form of disenchantment with your life or with the lives of others. You will not make ill judgment upon one another. And yet, this in physical life is something that you do all of the time. You cast judgments upon what others are doing, even if they are standing in a queue or a line, as you call it on your this present place, that even if you're in that and someone is behaving in a way that you yourself do not identify with or identify with as being stupid or lesser or incongruous to your naturality, this itself, this simple thought, sets up a vibration of intent within you which will create a disharmonic layer vibration toward that person. What will this itself create? It will create something to do with your actual physical state and their physical state. Because what you are doing in this situation, friends, is you are passing on your harmonic vibration or lack of it, whatever that may be. You are passing it on towards someone else. You are sending that energy towards someone else. And in so doing that, you are causing them, perhaps, a flutter in their vibration. You, in fact, vibration through your thought and also through the actual chemical ability of you to send specific pheromonic and electronic activity to those you are incriminating. You see?
Mm. So you can actually damage somebody in that way just by making a judgment on them.
Well, yes, of course. This is the point. You see, perhaps this is something that many people who are in the public gaze, shall we say, are... This is something that they feel that attacks them in very many ways. They have to grow into establishing a very acute form of protection, something that they may not necessarily be wholly aware of, but that is something which can affect you in a day-to-day life. And this is something that you can all be affected by, because you are all passing judgments upon one another in a disharmonic way, in a way that is going to affect them adversely. Now, I'm not saying that you are not right, perhaps, to make a decision about a particular situation, action, or some other event that happens around you, to you, or to someone else. What I am saying is that, of course, all beings will make a decision one way or another, whether they feel that is a harmonic thing, something they themselves would create and do in their life, or bring about to someone else, or, you see what I am saying, you are always creating adversary conditions in your lives because you are trying to bring understanding, or what you interpret as understanding, into your life, but you are also bringing great swathes of negativity, creating clouds of negativity towards someone else or towards many others.
So there's enough, I mean, there's obvious situations that we know of where we send negativity to each other, you know, on a global scale, on a massive scale. But you're saying that even just standing next to somebody in a line, sitting next to somebody on a bus or whatever, it can even start at the smallest level like that.
Absolutely so, yes. You can create thought forms within your mind. And perhaps it may be that you think, oh, well, they can't feel me. They cannot feel my thoughts, or they cannot understand the energy, the negativity that I am throwing at them. Perhaps it is a racial thing, or, you know, it can be any number of different reasons why these energies have arisen in your mind. And it is just to say that you may not feel that you are impacting upon them because you may not relate simply to the fact that your thought form is able to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it is simply to say that on the receiving end of that individual, they may well not realize it either. They may not realize that someone else's thought form is bringing such a negative energy towards them, yet they feel somehow uncomfortable, not purely through pheromonic physical activity of a chemical reaction between your physical state and their physical state, but an actual thought form, a judgment that is coupled with it. And this is a disharmonic that creates violent and sometimes interrupted life because of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then the knock-on effect with that would be that they could feel tired, irritable, ill even.
Oh, absolutely so, yes. You see, many people in the form of stress on your side of life can feel very ill by this ongoing creation of judgment and oppression, and this creates a form of depression about what you feel you are, and perhaps you actually may be driven to bed through it. You may become that, you see.
Yes, yes, or even just tired that I have to go and lie down.
Well, yes, quite so. Take 40 winks.
Mm-hmm. So, in your books, you say try to be aware of the vibration of the person next to you.
Yes.
We're not all necessarily going to gel with everyone, are we? You're not suggesting that we should.
No, of course not.
No, but it's a
judgment. I am not saying that. But, however, if you look upon a completely natural scenery, what you are looking upon, what you are observing perhaps, is that different animals are able to create a harmonic between them. It doesn't matter whether at times they can be adversarial in their nature to one another. They may well be, but at many times they can simply just be in the same vibration. There are many reasons for this. It is part of the co-creation that they enable themselves to emanate from their thought forms, because they actually can interpret one another's thought forms in a far more vicarious way than you yourselves are able to do, because you have lost that pattern of ability, because you have, through the negativity that you have created in your lives, you are unable to connect with those abilities of collating and bringing in the thought forms from others. Telepathy is such a very natural instant, a very natural animation of how you communicate in the real state, in the raw state, but that unfortunately humanity has presently lost it en masse.
So, I mean, you also say that you can strike a chord in one plane and it can lead to a harmonic distortion in another, that it can
yes.
set up a chain of events and it travels far.
Yes.
Can you explain that?
Yes, quite so. Just because you exist within the present dimension of your physical state and reality does not simply mean that your actions and events you create in this reality are all that you will ever perceive or are all that will register, and that these events will not register outside of that reality. What you do and deal with is that in the actions of your thoughts, primarily, we would use this because this is your gateway to another reality, to other dimensions, if you like. The energy of thought and the way it is related, perhaps, you may not even fully realize just in your own reality, yet alone where and how thought can be transmitted interdimensionally. So what I'm saying, dear friends, is because you still lack the understanding of how thoughts are able to travel even within the air, within the ethers of your world, perhaps even being left upon the soil of your world, left within the water of your world, in the fire of your world. All of these things are natural elements, yet they contain your thoughts and will be able to transmit your thoughts from one place to another. It is to say, then, that you are totally familiar with your physical surrounding, because clearly you are not. You are actually limiting yourselves because of the way you dissect thought and the way that you dissect ability between different species. You identify only with the methodology of language because that is your primary function and the way in which you create awareness with one another. What you do and send out to the ether world or to another dimension, shall we say, is really something to do with the vibration and intent of your thought, how this actual thought registers upon the physical plane is in fact amplified to a great degree within other spaces or dimensions, simply because it is created in a different vibration. The vibration layer of intent is, in fact, raised It may be, for example, if you look at a spectrograph of what a vibration is, and you will see that it will loop through various different waves of form. And what you will see is that at one end of the spectrum of scale, you will see that the vibration of intent is very quick and very excited. And at the other end of the scale, the vibration of intent is very slow, because that is what a lower noise or a lower form of vibration sounds in your side of life. But in the spirit world and in other dimensions, you only need just a fraction of that sound, just the minutest sample of that aggravation. And it is amplified and recreated in a different way, because that dimension does not hold the same waveform, does not hold the same practicable understanding, because it is formed in a different way. It simply does not dilute the sound, it amplifies it and recreates it in a different form. Not the form that you expect. It will, for example, create itself in rings of sound, which are these circular motion pulses that is a way of creating the actual mirror image, if you like, of what you are saying at this present time, or what I am creating in physical life at this present time, are partly due to the thought forms that I generate. But they are also due to the fact that of manipulation, of physical manipulation of the voice box and of forcing wind across it. That enables it to produce sounds exactly the same way as you do. But I am, in fact, implying thought forms in order to create it. Mm-hmm. And just in the same way, what we do on our side of life, for example, is we produce thought forms as pictures. They are pictorial indications of our intent. We do not necessarily have words and language, because they are restrictive. It will only apply if a being can understand it. But what we each have and identify with is that although we may speak in our own language, or we may feel in our own way that we have become accustomed to, all beings are able to understand in exactly the same way as with other species on your side of life. The different and varying species are able to understand all of their identities and all of their languages, because they all speak the same language. It is just different to yours.
I can imagine that, because there's really, no matter how much you can't really put into words how much you might love your child or your pet, or to put certain types of love into words is really impossible. Feeling.
Yes, quite so.
And dislike, really. You know, how can you actually pinpoint and describe what you feel? So there has to be a better way.
Yes, quite so. You see, when you create this harmony within your being, you actually react in a physical way to how you feel, how that thought form actually makes you feel inside of you. Mm. And what you create is this tenseness within you and this knotted feeling, mm-hmm. almost to the point, possibly, if you get very angry or very excited over some issue, that you actually become so that you cannot speak, that you, in fact, raise the pulse level of your being.
Mm.
You create a faster breath because you are becoming short of the vital things that you need, like oxygen. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes, absolutely.
And you do all of this because you are raising your excitement and your anger. Imagine then, dear friend, what that actual exhibit is bringing to the other side of life, just because you are lacking control. It isn't to say that we do not wish you to react to situations or events that occur to you that bring you catastrophe in your life, that bring you upset or that create these powers of disturbance. But what we try to encourage is that people deal with them in a way that will actually dissipate that energy that is coming from you or that is being drawn to you by someone else.
And deal with our problems as soon as they arise. I mean, you say
yes,
that in
exactly
your book,
so.
And that is so true. We skirt around them and pretend they're not there, and then they become absolutely insurmountable.
Yes, well, they lack control because you lack control. If you deal with the problem as soon as it surfaces upon your doormat of life, then you will naturally be able to resolve it in a simple way. What is the sense in creating an anger surrounding it if that can be avoided? I am not saying that all things will be able to be dealt with in this way.
No.
Naturally so.
But because of the knock-on effect, then would it be true to say that because of our lack of balance and harmony, the consequences and imbalances of the planet through our raping and polluting it, plus all of our negative thoughts and misunderstanding about how our thoughts work, is the biggest catastrophe and concern that we have, really?
Yes, my dear friend, because of all of this negative energy creates negative clouds. Mm-hmm. And these clouds merely descend upon people. If you look perhaps at any village or place where a collection of one identity or strata of your society lives, shall we say, as an example, and you will see that deprivation is exerted through every I, through every I am, you see,
mm-hmm.
Because what they are displaying is a feeling of hopelessness because they are all in the same situation. They are all depressed because of where they live. They are all unexcited by the events of the day because of the cycle of violence or because of the cycle of what has befallen their community. There is this situation of negativity which hangs as a sort of a fog on it, if you like.
Yes.
And this isn't to say that you can just simply lift these people from the thought forms, from this way of life, into interacting in a different way and, oh well, everything is sunny and happy when it clearly is not. But it is just to state that this is what and how these situations can be created, not purely through physical action, but actually through the accumulation, if you like, of these different energies, these desperate energies that can align you to negative thoughts and feelings of self, that can disempower you from the feeling of absolute harmonic behavior. How, of course, you pull yourself from this is something of greater difficulty if the whole community you are living in experiences the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you are doing is you are waking up within this environment, so you are expecting it to continue.
Mm-hmm.
You are feeling the energy around you and are engulfed by it. So what you exhibit is a reflection of that energy, that you will not succeed today any further than you did yesterday.
They've lowered their expectations, basically.
Yes, but this is not just a mind game. It is not just something, oh well, then change your expectations of what you wish to create and continue on from there. Because this is something that has to actually begin with the forms of behavior as well as the thought forms. Thought forms are not sufficient on their own. They have to be coupled with actual physical action to enable and empower the individual into self-realization, that they may move beyond this place, beyond this point of view. It is only because negativity creates such an attraction to some that they feel it gives them an empowerment of a different nature. Some people relish the actual actions of negativity and purely find that an empowerment in their lives.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Nick Avery, and I'm Sylvie Avery. Welcome. So, what have other planets done to regain balance and harmony that we can maybe adopt?
Well, for example, we need to look at the way in which other planets have understood the correlation between the different species that exist. For example, that how the chain of species are absolutely incongruous to the well-being of the environment in which you live in which they lived in, you see?
Yeah.
And so many of the different planets are able to understand that, in fact, if you completely annihilate even one species, there will always be another that will replace it, that will take over its role and actually impact upon others, upon other species, that will in fact create an imbalance. This imbalance may not be permanent, and it may equal out into some other form or create a different condition in life. But what you must understand, dear friends, dear hearts, is that if you do this in a way that is unthinking, as most species are creating havoc upon others through carelessness, through the lack of duty of care of them, then what will happen is that these different creations will bring about a different knock-on effect to the events and lives of other beings. Now, I am well aware that there have been transitional periods on your physical side of life. The way in which the different periods of Earth history, for example, the way that different species came and went, became extinct because they were unable to cope with the environment or unable to react quickly enough to certain changes that came around, perhaps to do with other beings that were growing up and continuing their way, continuing the way in which they mutated from one form to another. You see, for example, just simply in the way that many dinosaurs actually became extinct because of rodents.
Really?
Yes.
Explain.
Simply because rodents became a species that became, you understand, they were mammals, and that what they did was they began to raid the nests of the dinosaurs that were trying to continue their species.
Mm-hmm.
And that is simply one part of how the dinosaurs became extinct. Apart from the actual upheaval of the Earth planet, I am saying that there were different periods of this, over millions and millions of years.
Yes.
You see?
Yeah, yeah.
So, is it to say then that one species' intent is always there to supplant someone else? No, it is not. It is simply because at some time there will rise a dominant species, as you are that particular one at this particular time. Mm-hmm. It isn't to say that any other species is less or that their harmonic is less. In fact, their harmonic remains the same, as greater as it ever was. They are still able to create and inform one another. They are still able to talk about one another. Even different species who look completely different and who have completely different behaviors will still operate in a harmonic way that you are presently unable to do because you do not have the will, simply. To put it another way, dear friend, if you walk within a forest, within a canopy, and you actually breathe in that place, you allow yourself to be still in that environment, you will understand of exactly what I am saying. In any wood, you can come to this place of peace. You can come to be within the vibration of the real harmonic that is capable of being present throughout your life. It is just that you violate that harmonic on a daily basis. And that, I suppose, is what creates the negativity and lack of balance that you feel. You see, these balances are so important because the way in which different species interrelate with one another is that they do not farm one another necessarily in such a volatile way as you would. They do not push upon their environment or create anything that the environment cannot sustain. They are always mindful of what they take and what they must save for another generation or another possibility to come upon. For example, this is how rodents are quite knowingly distributing seeds from the fruits, from the different things that they eat, simply and purely because it is part of their way. It is how they have an agreement with the thing that they eat. They do not eat it just because they like it or because it gives them nourishment. They are also aware of their duty of care, of their implication of their behavior, and how that, if they do not maintain it, then they will, as a species, cease to exist, unless they would have to, of course, mutate once again into a different environment to be able to cope with that. Because that is, after all, what you all are. That is how you have grown to be so distinctly different and yet still retain perhaps some 90% of the same genetic traits as one another.
We can learn a lot from animals, can't we?
Absolutely so, because they have been able to create their perfect harmonic environment. Yet I am well aware that many, or perhaps half of the population of those animals which are non-herbivoric, that these animals will actually take other life. But they only take one at a time. They only devour one at a time. They will only displace it simply because they have to, because that is their genetic ancestry. That is what they have been created to do. And I suppose you could say that is their simple path of instinct that they relate to.
Yeah.
It isn't to say that that is a lesser act because they have to do that, or that they are lesser beings because they are created to have that initiated throughout their lives. Does that make them less harmonic than you are for squashing a bug on a rug, or annihilating some other creature simply because you can, or because you want to extract something else that you feel you need above their survival?
So we need to, how do we get back on track because we not only need to be regaining our own balance and harmony within ourselves, we need to, that needs to have a knock-on effect to the planet, because the planet is obviously out of balance and harmony at the moment because
yes.
of the things that are going on.
Yes. However, in a planetary sense, dear friend, this is something that is ongoing, in as much as, and I'm not saying that, oh, well, you just put your hands up or sit on your hands and do nothing. But what I'm saying is that what you are seeing at the moment is the result of perhaps some 50 years ago of activity that was created. So what you are actually creating now will not be felt for at least another 20 years, you see.
Okay, I see.
So this is why we say to you that what you need to do now is change your behavior immediately, not tomorrow, not Wednesday of next week, not in a month's time, but now, this very moment. Because if you do not change your behavior, if enough of you do not change your behavior, then the planet will go on reacting in a violent way. You already have two generations who will have to deal with the accomplishments of your derision of your side of life, the way that you have abused your planet at this present moment. It will still take them two generations to recover that activity.
In a funny way, it's almost easier, I think, for people to say, okay, we're going to rescue the planet from something that somebody else did, rather than saying, feeling like they're being scolded about doing something now and doing it because...
they have created
yes,
it.
Well, yes. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, quite so. Absolutely so, dear friend. But the point is, this is the point of responsibility, is it not? If you all lack the responsibility and say that or look to someone else to rescue you from the pot of melting cauldron that you have created, it is not going to happen. It is simply not going to happen. You may look to the skies and wait for some other alien race to save you. It is not going to happen, dear friends. You yourselves must create what you want for your future. No one else, no one else will ever come to your aid, because this is something that you have created through your lack of care and concern for self.
Yep. And like you say, other planets have been lost, so, you know.
Exactly so,
it's
yes.
It's not like it hasn't happened before, but...
Yes,
we, you know.
And some have even actually completely exploded.
Yes.
Because of the simple fact that those species that created disharmonic upon their surface, or those species that destroyed the vital anchor species, as we call them, of the well-being of that side of life, simply meant that the planet fell into dust and was unable, therefore, to support any further physical life.
Yes. So what we have to do is work on ourselves.
Yes. Every moment of it, every moment of your thought, every bringing and waking hour that you create toward other people's, what you need to do is not curb all your thoughts and not try to restrain everything that you think and feel, but actually acknowledge it and create something about it. Do something about it if you feel angry or if you feel disenchanted with your place of work or where you live or what is being created around you because of someone else's action that is creating a negative field upon you, then what you need to do is react against it. React and say, I am not prepared to put up with this, that I have my life and I wish to change it. I wish to change the environment in which you live, in which I bathe myself. Would you, in fact, want to bathe yourself in a water that is polluted? Well, at this present moment, you may well be doing that. You may, in fact, be creating a river of effluent that is unmanageable to the environment, and you are allowing others to do so the same. You see, it is all about what you are initially going to do with your own neighborhood, with your own place of where you live. If you bring that about and say that to those who would wish to chop down the trees or whatever it is, however it is that they wish to violate your space, that you actually do have a voice, you can say no. You can quite simply say no. Mm-hmm. I will not put up with it. Mm-hmm. I will not allow this space that is my little haven, my heaven, if you like, to become violated in this way. And if you do not have this space called heaven that you see around yourself, if you live in some tower block or some little flatlet somewhere in a basement, then what you have to do, if you are stuck with it and there is really nothing outside of that that you can create, then you can always go to your own inner island. Because that is the sanctuary that you each and every one of you have of your own.
And go in there, doing the meditations, and if you buy our books, Spirit Within and Spirit Walks with Gregory, we've got our meditation in there on how to do it. So with meditation, along with meditation, there's other things that you can do, isn't there, that will attract the law of synchronicity to you,
yes,
to help you move forward out of the downtrodden, possibly, stage that you find yourself in. And there's something called positive harmonic propulsion that you recommend.
Yes, dear friend, this is very simple, a very simple act. What you will perhaps reflect upon when you wake in the morning, ordinarily in your life, is that you will think of the thoughts of how you left issues unresolved the previous day. You will think of these issues in a negative way. You will think of your life then in a negative way. And this is all before you actually open your eyelids. The first thoughts that you bring into your mind become one of disharmonic. And this simple energy is something that will attract greater fear into your life and therefore disable you into resolving the cycle that is the negative spiral. What we wish you to do is to change this. And it is a very simple method. Simply, that the first thought that you bring into your mind is not one of negativity of self, but one of positivity. How can you create some positivity out of nothing? It is quite simple. That all you will do is simply think yourself, look at yourself within your own inner being and say, inside of me exists something pure. I know it exists somewhere. All I have to do is to bring a sense of it to my surface of realization. In order to do this, you will simply say to yourself, I will feel this connectivity. Therefore, I will become empowered. I can be positive because I can be loved. I can be loved beyond what other people are saying to me or beyond what other people think of me. They may not know the real me. They may only see the exterior, the outside shell that I exhibit. If you wish really and truly to step beyond your present state, then what you need to do is to look at yourself and say, hello, I know that I have been this, but I am not today. I am something else. I am capable of something else, something greater in me can rise because I can create a greater knowing in my existence. I may be positive. I will action this in my life because I am able. The first thing you must understand, dear friends, is that you can do this. This is not something that is separate from you. This is something that is you. It is just that you lack the connection. So connect with it. Become positive in your own thought and feeling. Hold that positivity until you walk to the mirror and say, "Hello, I recognize you now." Please be aware that I wish for my positive state to come out from me. I wish to see and be with my spirit, my island of joy. And that is what you are, dear friend, each and every one of you. You are an island of joy. You may not feel it at this present moment, but you can turn that around. You can recreate something else in your life. Your life is about physical creation, about mental creation, the thought process that you bring about into your life to invigorate and energize the synchronicity of that life, so that what you positively feel in your life becomes an attraction of other positive thoughts and feelings.
Other positive people and events and situations in your life will come your way with this new positive outlook, won't it?
Yes, friend.
It will attract positive instead of attracting negative.
Yes, and as we all may be aware, that negativity is a lower vibration. So what we wish you to do is to, if you look at yourself in this different way, if you meditate, if you use these positive affirmations, not just haphazard sentences that you pluck out of the air, simply going through the motions, but that you actually feel it and create it within yourself. This will raise your vibration, which will attract you to these greater physical and emotional properties of love that exist in the fields of synchronicity all around you.
And then when our two planes of existence can embrace each other more closely, you say that that is when that you can really help us.
Yes, exactly so. So, my dears, by bringing in this vibration, this higher vibration of intent upon your life, then it will enable us to be nearer to you, because you will raise your vibration closer to the spirit world. And that is exactly what you will do. You will raise your vibration not just to the spirit world, but also closer to the other species that exist on your side of life. They are already existing at a higher vibration than you are, because they are able to see. They are able to experience different communication between themselves, each other, their ancestry, who have long ago departed. They are able to exist and understand communication through the ethers, through the air, through the water, through the soil that they tread upon, through the air they fly within. They are able to sense and detect all of this information. It doesn't matter whether it comes in the language of mouse or frog, or whether it comes in the language of a particular species of bird. All of this is interpreted and understood because they all share the common language. The thought processes that vibrate within all situations of physical intent.
Wonderful. And the consequences of all this is that we can help to regain the planet's equilibrium by the harmony that we produce.
Well, of course, yes. And I know this sounds like such a big thing, such a large thing. How can you possibly turn around the fortunes of a whole planet when it is something so massive? It is quite simple. By changing your behavior and the way you create your world, you are living your world, what has already been created for you by others. That is because you lack the ability to control your own life and therefore your own destiny. So change this ability so you are able to recreate a different pathway. Through the vibration of love and intent that exists within you, you will raise the vibration of what you exist at, of how you correlate between your thoughts and actions in physical life and those things of the ether world. In fact, dear friends, what you will do by doing this, by stating these facts, by raising these issues of intent, is simply that you will bring your vibration into the upper house of reality. You will have a greater say because you will be more syncretic in your movements, in your whole way of being.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Gregory. It's been wonderful.
Thank you so, my
thank
dear.
You.
Thank you so.
Sure.
It is always with absolute love, of course, that we are here and that we leave you in this peace. Thank you.
Wow. So there's very simple things that we can do to help ourselves become inspired and attract what we call the law of synchronicity to ourselves, to create good fortune and happiness, and at the same time combat negativity when we see it coming. And that not only will our individual lives take on a new meaning and direction, but combined we'll be creating a happy and successful outcome for our world. You know, you belong at this time, at this moment, where you are, and you belong there because of your circumstances, because your life has brought you to this place. If you wish to go forward, then be at peace with what you are, and well, if you don't like what you see, you know, you can change it. It's all down to your wish and desire to improve yourself. So, well, it's been a lovely show. Don't forget to visit our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. Our books, our four books, are available at shops and on Amazon.com. And it just remains to say that we've enjoyed the show. I presume Mick has. He's not quite back yet. But we've enjoyed the show. And until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.